Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
Question number 1 is inspired by Score football analyst and friend of the show, Big Ant Heron. Can you envision the Bears putting together more wins if quarterback Caleb Williams continues having accuracy issues?
I can, because frankly, the defense has played that well. Do I think that forcing 4 turnovers a game is likely? No. But do I think they're on a roll? Yeah. I don't see it stopping anytime soon. I feel like that's the case. They are, Ray. They are getting their roll on. And that's a very accurate reference because they played the New Orleans Saints, home of the Cash Money crew who created Get Your Roll On. But the real big timers, they were the Bears on Sunday. And that's what happened. I'm so excited that I finally got to use some sort of Cash Money reference for the Saints game. You hope that there's some bling bling at the end of this season for somebody. But no, I do think that if Caleb Williams has accuracy issues, that based on what I know Ben Johnson to do, quarterback's best friend is the run game, they can still win. What, did I make you cough, or was it the almonds that you had from the jewel
over there?
I got this.
I am talking for Marshall right now. He is still working on that.
You also love the Cash Money crew?
I see your Cash Money and raise you a Missy misdemeanor, because it's time to get your freak on, is what it is.
Oh, dear.
Right? You said get your what on? I say get your freak on.
Well, roll, because Cash Money, because New Orleans, because Saints.
Oh, okay. Marshall, you just got really impressed with me just now. I don't know if you're able to talk right now. It's okay. Keep your trap shut for just a second. I
Trap
will talk
music?
About this. Look, you know how worried I am about the sustainability ultimately of we can run, we can play defense, but we're not really sure about the offense and what Caleb Williams is doing and who's going to catch the football and all of that stuff. And we're going to find out real quickly how legitimate the run game is, I believe, if they can continue to sustain this. I do. We just went through the Baltimore defensive numbers, and I know that they're going to be getting better, but I do think that this is another week in which you will be able to successfully run the ball and do some things offensively. It could end up being a shootout if Lamar Jackson does return. So I do think it's sustainable for a few more wins this year, but I don't want to go without a formidable offense for too much longer.
I mean,
we've been going without a formidable offense for years.
Exactly.
I mean, they can get wins. The number of wins is very few.
Yo, are you okay now?
No, I'm not okay, but I'm going to power through anyway. Listen, Caleb Williams has to be accurate. If he doesn't, then Ben Johnson's offense isn't going to work the way that Ben Johnson's offense is designed to work. He's been bad. His passing percentage, that whole 70%, we're a long ways away from that. I believe he's in the third tier of quarterbacks. If you go top 10, next 10, then the third 10, that's where he is right now in completion percentage. He's got to get better. And Ben Johnson's got to make, you know, an environment where it's easier for him to do things, or Caleb's just got to, you know, get better throwing on the run, because that's what he likes to do.
I think the thing that's going to make everybody feel better is if he just has some more plays in the pocket, too. Just basic, simple, like the pass to Roma Dunze later in the game, that was just a very good, solid, like, you're in the pocket, basic read. And there was one to DJ, too, where I believe DJ is running the slant. And I'm like, good. Simple stuff that just, he made it look really nice.
I would also like Caleb to stop getting balls batted down. He had another one in the game. Was there two of them? I know there was
good
the one.
Luck with
in
that.
It was every time they tried to set up the screen. The Saints were like, is this a screen? Boom.
Chase Young looked like he
was
going to.
Is this a screen again? Pat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Second play of the game.
I thought Chase Young was going to just take off with the ball.
I mean, and that's the concern. Like, Caleb has gotten away with a lot of these balls being batted, save for Max Crosby. But he has gotten away with a lot of it, and at some point in time, that's going to be turned into a massive play. So, yeah, just stop that. Stop that.
Oh, yeah. It was actually on the drive that made it 20-0. So it was the second quarter. There was like a nice – it was either slant or post. I couldn't see how far DJ Moore was running, and it was like a 26-yard gain. I'm like, that's great. More of that.
Number two.
The Bears' upcoming three opponents are the Ravens, Bengals, and Giants. Can you picture them winning any of these three games?
Yes, I could, because crazy over here, meaning me, crazy about football, was like, I don't know, I think the Bears could beat the Ravens and the Bengals. And then that game Thursday happened where Joe Flacco looked really good, and you were reminded that they have, I don't know, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, and they know how to catch passes. And I was like, maybe that Bengals win was a little too early for me. That's going to be a challenge. Do I still think if Lamar isn't ready to go or isn't 100% or isn't close, I still think the Bears have a very good chance of winning this game, because unfortunately my main green brother, Zach Warren, the defense is not looking great in Baltimore. So I feel like this is still a great opportunity for the Bears. If they run anywhere close to what they did on Sunday, that's a winnable game.
I'll say this. Ravens, Bengals, Giants. I'm looking at these three games very differently than I did at the start of the year, and for different reasons, because the Giants look more formidable than I had pictured them to be, and the Bengals don't have Joe Burrow, and the Ravens might not have Lamar Jackson. I think, yes, I can picture them winning all three of those games, actually. I could see them winning seven games in a row. I know it's tough to say out loud. Now, if Lamar Jackson plays, it's going to be a lot harder to see them beating the Ravens, unless Caleb Williams has a masterful game. But the question I ask when I look at this is, can Caleb Williams play well enough to beat these teams? Not be a guy who's on a team that beats these teams, but play well enough in the driver's seat. You know, how they always talk on, well, they used to talk on TNT. I guess they still do talk on TNT. Now it's going to be on ESPN on Inside the NBA about being a bus driver versus just being a guy who was on the bus. Caleb Williams will have to drive the bus for them to go 3-0 in these games. But I could see a scenario in which Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams get things where they need to be, and they play well enough to win these three games.
I actually will stick with my preseason prediction on what these next three games will entail in terms of winning and losing, and I haven't stuck with everything. Like, as the games have come up, I have changed my predictions from the beginning of the season when the games have come up, but I think the Bears are going to lose to Baltimore, but I do think they win the Cincinnati game, and I think that they win the Giants game, so they will win two out of their next three games. I just think Baltimore, like we said, one of you guys said it earlier, like, Baltimore can't lose this game, and they're better than the 1-6 that they are right now, or 1-5 that they are right now. They've lost four in a row.
Grody says they're losing to the Bears. He just said 1-6.
I mean, I love
your subconscious.
If you want to attach that to me, I don't have a problem with it, but I guess I did say out loud on this microphone they will lose to Baltimore and then win the next two games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Number three.
Third question here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. Five on it. Are the Lions trending towards overtaking the top spot in the NFC North?
That laugh, was that necessary?
Vindictive.
What are you talking about?
Is what that was.
No, are you kidding? I love a good evil laugh, Robbie. You do your thing. But trending towards taking.
Wait a minute.
You know what that's not doing? That's not taking the North. That's like feeling better about yourself.
TTN.
But that's still not taking the North, TTN. That would mean that you're not at the top spot in the North. And by you, I mean the Lions. I mean Robbie. So you can slice this any way you would like. And perhaps they are trending toward. But you know what that sounds like to me? Marketing stuff. Like, that's all that marketing speak. You know, like, enter for your chance to win a prize. You're not winning a prize. They just want you to enter. And I feel the same way about this. Trending towards. Packers, thanks to that silly tie, are still at the top of the North. I don't like it either, but these are the facts. So I have to accept that. Do I think that they win the division? Well, I think that lies within one person and one person alone. It's a matter of how mad Micah Parsons wants to be today. So that's kind of how I'm seeing it with the North. Unfortunately, Robbie, I'm sorry. They just are game changers when it's happening.
So I don't believe in the Packers offense. I'm just going to say that out loud before we start this discussion or continue this discussion.
I don't know that they need to have one.
They have a pretty good defense. Micah Parsons is certainly a problem. He might be the biggest problem in the NFL, honestly, as far as an individual defensive player. But all that to say, the Detroit Lions offense looks pretty good. It's humming pretty well. And they got a guy named Aiden Hutchinson who kind of cancels out that game-wrecking ability of Micah Parsons in a way.
Their defense is very good.
Yeah. I think it's underrated because for some reason we don't talk about it like we talk about the offense because the offense is more fun.
It's sexier.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs running down the right sideline last night was very demonstrative to say the least. So
they're
say this.
They're plus 64 in point differential, those Lions.
218 yards of totes offense for Gibbsy.
Yeah, that's a good day. I think the Lions are like trending towards overtaking the North. That second Packers-Lions game has all the makings.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
So I'm excited to see
what happens. That's Thanksgiving.
It's on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah.
Oh.
What? Oh, man. That's actually going to be a good Lions game on Thanksgiving. Well, they played in a good game on Thanksgiving last year.
Yeah, what happened in last year's game?
Oh, man.
It was an entertaining game.
It was entertaining.
That was the day, ladies and gentlemen. Anemic offense in the first half, and then the bleep hit the fan for reals.
I
am going to pass.
What does that mean? What does that mean, I'm going to pass?
I'm just kidding.
What does that mean in this context?
That doesn't make any sense.
Because we're forced to say it's a no-win situation because I'm either telling you I like the Packers or I like the Lions. No, I do.
The host of the Take the North podcast.
That's right. TTN. By the way, Dan Wiederer will be speaking to somebody from The Athletic on the Baltimore side today. So if you want some intel, check out Weedsy today. Going solo on Take the North. I do think that Detroit is the better. The explosive power of Detroit's offense. And I get it. Like, you're right. Everything you guys are saying about Micah Parsons, he could end up being the MVP if he continues on the road that he got back on.
Nah, they'll find a way to give it to
some
quarterback.
I'm with you, though.
I just said
the Lions are going to overtake the Packers.
I think they will. I think, yeah. And again, that was one of my preseason predictions as well. Not exactly going against the grain, but I'm sticking with Detroit in this division.
Do we do something with Jahmyr Gibbs talking football with you? Like, I feel like we've missed an opportunity there.
Jahmyr Gibbs is the best offensive player in the North. there's no discussion about
Wait,
it.
Interesting. What?
Interesting. There's Jamar Jefferson or Justin Jefferson, and then there's Jameer Gibbs.
Yeah, like, I think Jameer Gibbs is number one. Justin
what?
Jefferson.
What?
I'm on Ross St. Brown, maybe.
Have you seen Jameer Gibbs this
yeah,
year?
Yeah, I have. Have you seen Justin Jefferson? Justin Jefferson is a Hall of Famer, no doubt.
Jameer
already.
Gibbs is the best player on the Lions, and the Lions are one of the best teams in the NFL.
Chris Tannehill chimes in from the control room with. Micah Parsons? Anyone?
Well, no, he's an offensive player. Adam Amin just got here and he's hanging out.
He quit playing offense, Parsons did. Yeah.
I missed that it was an offensive player.
Yeah, it was offensive player. It's definitely Justin Jefferson.
Wrong.
I'd rather have Justin Jefferson.
It's wrong. Justin Jefferson.
Number four.
The NBA season begins tonight. Which team do you think will win it all?
Marshall. This is your day. Enjoy. This is the day the Lord has made. Marshall, rejoice and
be
glad.
Like this is the day?
Baby Jesus?
The Oklahoma City Thunder will win the NBA championship. Period. Did you watch last year? Tyrese Haliburton, by the way, not walking out that tunnel, not running out that tunnel, not crawling out that tunnel. So it's
Tesh.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder. Please give me another answer. I'd like to hear.
I have another answer. Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's not as no. If you had said OKC Thunder,
honest to God, that was what I was going to say as well. And I want them to. They're just an irresistible team. I'm sorry. They're fun to watch. I like the players on their team. I enjoyed watching them last year in the finals. So Layla, can you save the show and give us a different team that will win it all?
Let it be known that I was the one who said they were going to win last year.
Oh no!
Like I'm not helping you anymore. I think the best contender is probably still Boston, even though Cleveland ended up having such an excellent regular season.
Without Jason Tatum?
Yeah, I mean, I just, that's the issue. The injuries are just so painful, but both literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
But I still think coaching-wise, perhaps, like with and because so much of what Indiana did relied on Hallie.
I know what this is. You watched video of that scrimmage, and you're like, look how good they are.
The coaches? No. But when you just consider the numbers, I think numbers-wise, perhaps. Although, this game tonight, I think, could easily be a preview of the Western Conference Finals in the Thunder and the Rockets.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Spurs and the Warriors.
No. Warriors-Lakers, you mean?
Or Warriors-Lakers.
No, you know what I love about Warriors and Lakers tonight? It's one of the only games in the NBA where you might actually see a fight. Like, those two teams have a propensity to do that.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that you bring up the Celtics. So you think the Celtics are winning the East?
I think they have. I mean, it's them and the... I still think it's them and or Cavs, right? Because the Knicks, I don't think, are going to be as good without Tibbs.
Can I give you a sneaky East pick?
You can.
That you might, well, you're probably going to poo-poo, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Sneaky pick.
Oh, no, I think I might actually agree with you.
It's the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. That's
it's Giannis saying,
pick. Okay,
you want me to do it by myself?
Yeah.
I guess I'll do it myself in a very Thanos way at the end of the Avengers. I guess I'll do it myself.
But their defense, though, is a concern.
It's concerning.
Giannis could do that himself as well.
I do like the Miles Turner pickup. I do like that for them.
Yeah.
So I think they could be a team that positions themselves to make a trade to get some defensive help at the deadline, but Giannis keeps them afloat in a very balanced and parity-ridden East.
We're not talking about the Cavs.
No.
Should we?
No.
Really?
I'm good on that.
They had such a good regular season last year.
I'm good on yes. They've nobody had very believed good regular seasons for several years.
Nobody
now.
Believed in them ever last year.
I believed in them.
Nobody wanted to believe in
them. I believed
them
in them.
Year.
I said they would get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I mean, they were.
But I'm not wrong, right? Weren't there a lot of people doubting Cleveland because they're Cleveland? And they're like, how could this team be?
Which was crazy because of the scoring they had. Like, their scoring was so, I think, just overwhelmingly good.
Gotta stop people.
That's it. But they averaged more opponent points or fewer opponent points per game than Milwaukee did. So that it comes down to the offseason, I think, in the acquisitions. But no, I think the Thunder could repeat easily.
Number five.
Last question here on Five on It. What percentage of the city knows that the Bulls season opener is, in fact, tomorrow?
I'm going to say 15%.
15?
Yeah. Am I going too high? Okay, 10%. You're right.
I'm 30.
Really? You think if we walked outside right now and asked 10 people that three of them would know, if I said, when does the bull season start, three of them would be able to tell you tomorrow?
Since our studio is by Michigan Avenue, no. Because it's Michigan Avenue, and that's a big tourist area.
I think people are wrapped up in the Bears. They're wrapped up in what just happened with the Cubs. They have not had time to like settle down and be like, oh, this is next. They're just getting used to the Blackhawks playing right now.
But I think it's kind of a pleasant surprise, though, to people when they think about it. And I know like it's easy to be down on the Bulls. They have lost to Miami the last three straight years in the damn play-in. They have been eliminated, but I think we'd be, the Bulls are starting. What I really want to know, how many Bulls fans know that the Bulls have won five playoff series since the year 1998, the year of everybody leaving the Bulls? I was having a conversation last night with my good buddy Dan Dorfman. We were talking about, well, you'd be proud, man. We were talking about the Bulls, and we were trying to go through off the top of our heads the years that the Bulls were in the playoffs. And they were 2007, 2011. Obviously, they got there in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cavaliers. Going out of order here. 2005, that was Ben Gordon, Lou Aldang, Kirk Heinrich. 2013, the year that they beat Brooklyn. And then 2015, Tibbs' last year. They beat who? Milwaukee. Worked through this yesterday with my guy Dorfman.
If you think it's more than 10%, I have bad news for you.
I do. I think it's more than 10%. It's just
that would
like
know that question.
No, well, that question not that is question. Less.
Yeah,
I know a guy who can weigh in on these things and more.
I think yesterday, by the way, really quick. Sorry, Layla, I just totally cut you off. A really good thing. I think it was Chuck Swirsky who gave us the bounce yesterday. 70% of the city knew after Chuck was in here yesterday.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about it with another play-by-play man for the Bulls? Adam Amin joins us next. He's in studio. We have so much to discuss with him, and he's here. He's waving. You can wave back at Adam, too. We'll do it next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.